This is Fresh Air. Elizabeth Moss, who played Peggy in Mad Men and starred in The Handmaid's Tale, stars in a new 6-part drama series on Hulu. It's called The Veil, and this time she plays a British spy tasked with befriending a suspected female terrorist. The Veil is created and written by Stephen Knight from Peaky Blinders and last year's World War II miniseries All the Light We Cannot See. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
The Veil is a spy series about several different spy agencies from the United States, England, and France, all after the same goal. They want to discover the details of a suspected new 9/11-type terrorist plot, reportedly emanating from the Middle East, and stop it before it happens. Sometimes these organizations work together, sometimes they work against one another. But throughout, the agent who is most crucial to cracking the case is a British super spy temporarily going under the name of Imogen. She's played by Elizabeth Moss of Mad Men and The Handmaid's Tale. And by the end of the 6 episodes of The Veil, I was convinced that this is her best role and best performance yet. She's amazing. As a secret agent, she has plenty of secrets of her own, which unfold slowly as the miniseries progresses. She's a damaged soul with a haunted past, which, for her latest mission, turns out to be a valuable asset. She's been charged to locate and befriend a woman who recently surfaced in a refugee camp on the Syrian and Turkish border. The woman, going by the name Adila, claims to be of Algerian descent and from France, but several spy agencies suspect her of being the elusive mastermind behind the rumored imminent terrorist plot. Imogen's mission is to locate Adila, who is held under guard at the camp after being attacked and stabbed by other refugees. Imogen offers to help Adila escape while getting close enough to try to ascertain her true identity, motives, and target. Their first meeting sets the stage for how strong-willed both of these women are. Elizabeth Moss, sporting a British accent, is Imogen. Yumna Marwan, from Little Birds, plays Adila.
Why would you want to keep me alive?
I speak French.
Yes, but your accent is very bad.
Is it? Right. We have a pledge to keep people alive, like doctors.
You're not a doctor?
No.
What are you?
Do you need a doctor?
Someone stabbed me in the fight. I didn't notice until after.
You need antibiotics.
No. If they give me medicine, it will be poison.
No one will poison you.
They hate me.
Do you deserve to be hated?
The terrorist Imogen is hunting is known as Jinn al-Raqqa. In folklore, a shape-shifting genie who can assume any form. Is Adila someone hiding in plain sight by doing precisely that? Or is she as innocent as she claims? Imogen, a shapeshifter of sorts herself, uses all her spycraft skills to earn Adila's trust by helping her in her quest to cross borders and return to Paris, where her young daughter awaits. Their journey is fascinating, with each probing to learn the other's secrets while protecting her own. It's a bit like Homeland, where you, the viewer, are unsure of each character's true motives. And as the two women go off the grid and spend time with each other, avoiding all the authorities trying to locate them, their relationship keeps deepening. In that way, The Veil is a bit like Thelma and Louise, except sometimes it's more like Thelma versus Louise. Both characters are delightfully unpredictable, as in this scene from early in episode 2 when the two women are on the run. Imogen takes Adila to a smuggler they hope will give them new passports and identities to get to Paris. Imogen's plan is to have them pose as singers and belly dancers, but their proposed cover is at risk when the smuggler decides to test them a little by demanding that Adila display her skills.
So, you're a dancer, eh? Prove it.
She will absolutely not dance for you.
If you're caught, she'll be asked.
You've no right to ask her to...
The papers say you're a singer and a dancer. Sing one of your songs. Go on.
مين وحش الحباب هاجف قاري وفركهم طالع علي كين تفكرهم تشعل ناري وين راكم يا ولدي غبت عليكم.
That smuggler was suitably impressed. So was Imogen. And so was I. These two actresses are incredibly nuanced and well-matched in these roles, captivating as adversaries, and even more so if and when they decide to become allies. The writer and creator of The Veil, Stephen Knight from Peaky Blinders and All the Light We Cannot See, explores their relationship brilliantly. But he also keeps escalating the terrorist plot and following the many agents and agencies trying to crack it. One special standout here is Josh Charles from The Good Wife and Sports Night, who is cast as an aggressive CIA agent on French soil, an ugly American in Paris. He plays his part perfectly. Even so, The Veil at its core is the story of two shape-shifting survivors who are more alike than either of them suspected, and whose realization of that fact may or may not stop a horrifying terrorist attack. It's quite a voyage and quite a drama.
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new series The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. On tomorrow's show, the battle over TikTok. Congress and the president say the company must shed its financial ties to China or face a ban in the U.S. We'll speak with Washington Post tech reporter Drew Harwell about why selling the company is complicated, how TikTok will fight back, and the First Amendment implications of banning the app. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.